There is no way that I can talk for the next hour. That's impossible. Hi, good morning. I heard the power was down, so I plugged the station back in, and now we're up to full power, I think. That's great. Alrighty. It's good to be with you today. Thank you for taking time from your busy day and schedule. For a lot of people, Saturday's their day off, and they want to try to recover from a hard week of work. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your service. I really appreciate you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're probably being a little bit too kind. I don't know that I deserve all that, but go ahead.
Oh, you deserve every bit of it. But I have a problem when I walk. I start hurting right in the middle of my chest. Now, in January, I was just sitting in my recliner doing absolutely nothing. And all of a sudden, I just kind of fainted, passed out, came back too quickly. But I felt so funny. I went to the emergency room, and of course, they kept me overnight, checked my heart out. Everything was fine. I even wore a heart monitor for a month. Everything was fine. No problem with my heart at all. But when I, and of course, they wanted to do a heart, not a sonogram, heart.
Like a catheter, dye job.
And hey, first of all, here a while back, they wanted to do a catheter, and I would not let them. I knew nothing was wrong with my heart. Well, when I was in the hospital, they did a catheter. Okay, and then she told me, she said, you have a heart murmur. I've never had a heart murmur in my life. I went to a regular doctor, and he said, no, ma'am, you do not have a heart murmur.
Well, did she say it was just a teeny tiny murmur or a major one? What did she say?
She didn't okay. say. She said it's just a heart murmur. But the others said, no, you don't have a heart murmur. But she wanted to do an echogram. And I said, no. Nah. So I still have this problem. They cleared my heart. No heart problem at all. But I still have, I think that this, whatever caused me to kind of pass out was just stress. My husband had, I was waiting on him hand and foot. He had back problems and just, I had been in the emergency room with him for two nights, and I think everything's fine now with him, but I think that was just stress.
Sure.
But I noticed yesterday I was in Lowe's. I walked from one side of the store to the other and then back, and whenever I got back across the store, I had to stop. Because right in the middle of my chest was hurting. When I stopped for a while, everything is okay. I don't know if it's a digestive problem or what it is. Because
that is one thing that I just wrote down in my notes. You didn't know I was taking detailed notes on you, did you?
No, I didn't.
Very detailed.
Because I had eaten a bacon sandwich and I put some kale on it. And I thought, well, maybe because that bacon was hard to digest and the kale was probably hard to digest. So I don't know what it is. But anyway, I need some help.
Well, I know what I would do if you were here at the radio station right now. Number one, I would I would examine the very center of your breastbone. That bone's called the sternum. You got the upper part where the collarbone's attached to it. That's called the manubrium, but there's a little bump right there. Your thymus gland's just under that, and that's where the sternum starts. But if you go downward on the sternum or your breastbone or the center of your chest, you get to a kind of a bony cartilage-like point called the xiphoid. You ever heard of that before?
No, sir.
Well, what I do quite often is I will press from inferior to superior upward toward that inferior tip of the xiphoid, like I'm from the belly button and I'm pushing up toward the tip of the breastbone, just to see if that's super tender. If it is, I almost always think that a person has a hiatal hernia. Now, I know I'm going overboard here, but you have a muscle called the diaphragm. When your diaphragm contracts and pulls down, it sucks air that gives life to you into your lungs. I'm sure you've heard of that. But there's an opening in the diaphragm. And that opening, you have the vena cava, and you've got the aorta, which is like blood. It goes, feeds the lower half of your body, but you also have your esophagus. There's also a nerve that travels through there called the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is the parasympathetic nerve supply to all the organs and everything else great in your gut, which there's a lot of stuff there. But if there's a hiatal hernia, even just a little bit, I've seen people just totally faint and pass out because it pinches the vagus nerve. Sometimes it's called a vagal response. And so I would look for that. Of course, I can't prove that over the radio, but do you have any issues with indigestion or reflux where acid from your stomach comes back up in your throat?
Sometimes I do, yes.
Well, then I would pursue that right there. Now, I know I'm kind of cutting to the chase right here, but what I would suggest is there's no harm that's going to come to you by just trying to lay off certain things that might make that worse. They've shown that peppermint or wintergreen or lots of chewing gum, in some people that makes that worse. And some people, all you have to give them is chocolate. You give them enough chocolate, and it weakens that cardiac sphincter or that ring-like muscle, and it starts to allow your stomach to push upward. But what if the stomach pushes upward and starts pinching that vagus nerve? You can have your heart flutter. You can pass out. You can grow faint. I know one thing. I would pursue that. Mm-hmm. So, but you don't even like chocolate anyway, do you?
Oh, I love chocolate.
Oh, don't you tell me a story. So you don't like me anymore now that I mentioned chocolate, right?
No, not anymore. It's out the window.
Well, you mean me or the chocolate?
No, the chocolate.
Oh, well, you know what? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to just try eating one apple a day for the next week or so, and I want you to focus on drinking water. If you're used to drinking sweet tea, I'm going to plead with you to start drinking herbal tea. One of my favorite all-around teas to drink that has such tremendous benefits just comes from a flower called hibiscus. You ever heard of that?
I have.
If you start drinking hibiscus tea, let's see if it has kind of a soothing effect. I've got to be careful how I say this. Is your tummy the right size or is it not the right size?
No, it is the right size. I'm slim.
Good, and I like that very much. This will be so much easier for you than just about anybody else, but one thing that you can do, if you start to feel like you're getting just a little bit fainter, maybe you don't feel right, mm-hmm. and I'm going to see if I can describe this over the radio. I don't know if I can, but I'm going to have a go at it. And this is not meant to be a joke, but have you ever seen like a small child, sitting on the potty trying to strain to have a bowel movement?
Yes.
You know how sometimes you can see them like grunting and groaning and straining and like their face turns red? I'm not telling you to do that, but what I want you to do is the next time that you start to feel just a little bit faint, we want to try a maneuver called the Valsalva maneuver. And all you do is you bear down. Can't you see what I'm doing right now? I'm making two fists and I'm bending over and I'm going and I'm just kind of straining. You want to take a deep breath of air, and you want to bear down like you're trying to have a bowel movement. But I don't want you having a bowel movement. Just contract and strain and see if that effectively resets your vagus nerve.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is this. What would it hurt for you to just eat broth-based soup? So if you wanted chicken noodle soup today or vegetable soup with broth, that would be very easy on the stomach. And if you avoid things that are harder to digest, like maybe pork products, I'm not against you doing that, but you might want to give yourself a rest from that right now. Or was your husband going to take you out for a sausage and tomato sandwich today? Probably not.
Probably not.
Well, if you would try those things, let me know if there's a significant difference or improvement. Now, another thing that you could try just to see if you could help heal this area, it's just take a little bit of clay. It's called bentonite clay. Sometimes it's called calcium bentonite clay. It's just basically dirt. It's just clean dirt. So if you get food grade that's made for internal consumption, you might take a teaspoon of it and shake it up in a bottle of water and drink it down and see if that helps. Or you could easily, if it's a hiatal hernia, you could go to the store and spend $5.87 on a gallon of aloe vera juice. It could even be berry flavored, which might make it taste a little bit better. But you could drink aloe vera juice today. I don't care if you take a shot glass every 15 minutes and see if you start to mysteriously feel better. But yeah, you're right. There's almost nothing that I can think of that stress will not trigger, exacerbate, make worse, wreck, ruin. So, and you've literally had your fair share of stress over the last couple, 3 days, haven't you?
Well, or, not so much over the last 3 days, but this is back in January when I fainted. But no, I haven't had any stress these past few days.
But you've had plenty of stress leading up to these last few days, right? Over the last few months.
Last few months, yeah, I have.
Okay. So just consider that you may have a touch of a hiatal hernia and that can be pulled right back in place. If you want to get on the internet today and say, how do I take care of a hiatal hernia, you'll probably come up with all sorts of information. And a lot of it's probably going to be very helpful and good. But if you're used to eating chocolate or chewing gum all the time, I would ask you to stop that. If you're used to drinking lots of sweet tea and sugary beverages and candy, maybe give yourself a sabbatical or a rest from those things. And just eat an apple a day. Now, if the chest pain doesn't go back, I mean, the chest pain comes back, that's what I always try to do. I mean, I'm probably like any other doctor. I want to trace back where's this coming from. And I'm going to be very honest with you. The first thing that I thought of when you told me that you had chest pain when you walked, I thought about, okay, there is the only muscle that connects the upper half of the torso to the lower half of the body is called the psoas muscle or the hip flexor. But when I find those weak, that's where I find the most hiatal hernias. It's almost like everything works out of place when you lose your muscle tone. And so the more a person walks, you've never heard of a small mom-and-pop store called Walmart, have you?
I think I have.
Well, this morning I was sitting in the very small parking lot about 6 o'clock, and I was just kind of goofing off reading my, you know, health stuff. That's my stuff I like. And I watched a woman get out of her car, and I'm just guessing she was 60 years old, but I could see right there the way that she was walking. She's got a hip problem. I'm talking about that ball and socket joint. Either the muscle is not firing right, or she's got a injured arthritic joint. But you could tell with every step she's favoring it. And I saw a man get out of his car, and I could tell by the curve of his leg, oh boy, he's probably got bone rubbing on bone on his knee. And you could tell it was a knee problem. But, I mean, for me, it's probably a little bit easier just because I've had a little bit of practice. I can pretty much watch people walk, and I can figure out who's got the hip problem, who's got the low back pain, who's got the knee, the ankle, the foot, the toe, you know. But do you think that your gait or the way you walk is really good, or do you think there's maybe a little glitch in one of your joints?
No, I walk really good.
So your husband watches you from behind constantly when you're walking in front of him, right? I mean, just for health purposes, I'm referring to. And so if you don't have any of those issues, just try these things and see what happens. And if you get better, we'll just say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You came to my aid. All right. Let me know what happens.
Thank you much. Appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Uh-huh. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. If you want to call and ask a question or make a comment. All right, here we go. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Well, I'm not doing wonderful, but I'm doing fine.
Good.
Dr. Morgan. I'm going to say 30 years ago, I had an umbilical hernia repaired, or whatever it is they do to your belly button.
Yeah, exactly.
And just lately, I'm noticing another bulge in that area.
Same location?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So evidently the screen or the mesh is starting to fail.
I guess so. Is there anything I can do short of the surgery again?
Yeah, and I'm going to just try to you know, give you something simple to think about. And
sure.
I don't want you to overthink this, because really, that's my job to overthink everything. That's
right.
That's
why I called you.
Yeah, that way I can be the one that could obsess over the details, and you can just be free to take the information and run with it without having to overthink it.
Exactly.
Good. So there is a system of stretching and exercises, if you want to call them calisthenics, for health. I'm okay with that. It's called yoga. Now, I know full well there's probably some weird parts where you try to meditate and become one with the universe, but you know as well as I do, that's not what I'm referring to.
Right.
But there is a position in yoga called the cobra position, like a king cobra.
Sure.
Have you ever walked out your front door and seen a 8-foot king cobra just standing there waiting for you to come out and play with it?
Not here in East Texas.
No, me either. I was walking up to the door the other day, and in the bushes there was a rather long rat snake.
Right.
And I was encouraged by my nephew just to go out there and just grab it and give it a good college try, and that way I could carry it off to the woods. I said, okay, we can only see about the top 8 inches of its head and neck. For all I know, there's like an additional 6 feet underneath the bushes. So I said, no, we're not doing that. But the cobra position in yoga, that's one thing that can help pull the tissue back in place. Now, there's another condition that women face that have babies. It's called diastasis recti. And that means that middle part of the stomach kind of rips and tears open because of the baby growing. But, you know, at the end of the day, here's what you want. You want all the tissues in your body becoming very supple and very soft and very flexible. You don't want them to tear and give way.
Right.
And if that mesh is starting to give way, if you do this cobra exercise, you may actually help kind of pull everything back in place while your muscles begin to heal.
Okay.
But you might get on YouTube and just type in, how do I fix an umbilical hernia, and see what you come up with. One thing that I might do, I might actually wear, you know, if I knew that I was going to be doing some manual labor like weed eating or mowing the grass or doing some manual labor, in your case, it's probably just your furniture moving business, right?
Well, I do remodeling, so you're real close.
I knew it. So you're carrying compressors that weigh 200 pounds around, aren't you?
Sure.
So I might even put like a low back. Remember, 30 years ago, everybody was wearing these low back support straps where you had the Velcro. You might actually wear, if you're into remodeling, you might do that while you're lifting and then take it off once you're done, just to offer you some compression.
All right.
I might even take a... Have you ever seen these leather coasters? It looks like they're about, an eighth of an inch thick or 3/16 thick. I might get a round coaster that you might put like a beverage on, like a glass of iced tea, to keep it from getting the wooden table wet. You might even stick that over your belly button and then put the belt around that just to kind of hold it in place while you're doing your remodeling. Do you have white hair?
No, I don't. I barely have any gray, and I turned 60 here in a couple of months.
Well, I was in Lowe's, and a man was talking to me about compressors, and he said he was a home remodeler. I wish I'd asked his name, but it wasn't you. This guy had white hair.
That's correct.
He was saying how the regulator on all the compressors is made in China, and it's really cheap, and that's the first thing that'll go.
Yep, I agree.
Oh, you've heard that before?
Well, I've experienced that before.
Is there a brand name that you look for when you're trying to look for quality when you're buying tools and equipment, like when it comes to nail guns or compressors?
Not really.
Okay. Do you like Porter Cable? Because that's what he told me not to get. He said, don't get Bostitch or don't get Porter Cable. That was just his opinion, I guess.
I don't buy new very often.
Oh, so you...
I do have a Porter Cable that's, I'd say, 20 years old, and...
It's kind of hard to argue with that.
Never had problems with that.
Well, there is a substance in your body called collagen.
Right.
And collagen is what is the... It's like the scaffolding or the frame of a house, and you cover it with bricks, but in your case...
Sure.
Collagen is what keeps your muscles strewn together and holding together and glued together. And so if you've got an umbilical hernia and you're close to 60, it might be a good idea for you to take some collagen for a few months to see if it'll help that to heal.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I would recommend to almost anyone that's had an injury. And I know do you have a desire to continue working beyond, you know, age 16?
I have no desire to retire.
Good. I love you, man. That's awesome. How would you just soon keep going up into the age 85 if the Lord looks
yes,
upon
sir.
You a favor?
Absolutely.
Then you're going to need some collagen. And collagen is going to be a very good investment for you, because if you start taking collagen, there's a lot of brands out there. And one that I think I've seen very good success with is called Great Lakes Collagen.
Okay.
Yeah, I almost think it comes from Michigan, maybe, because it's from the Great Lakes.
Oh, probably so.
But it's called a gelatin or collagen hydrosolate. But if you were to get on Amazon or go to the health food store, just look for the green label in the form called Great Lakes Collagen.
Okay.
And I've seen some that cost a whole lot more, sometimes three times and four times more.
Sure.
But I don't know if it doesn't work four times better.
Right.
And so if I can buy a collagen, a big tub of collagen for $20, and it works just as well as one that costs $95, but it doesn't have the famous movie star name on it. Now,
exactly.
You're probably willing to spend an extra $65 if it has the name Porter Cable on it, right?
No, sir.
Oh. Well, if you'll start taking collagen in the body, you have cartilage, and you have ligaments, and you have tendons and muscles,
sure.
And these are all your soft tissues. Well, in the case of your abdominal wall right there around the umbilicus, you have what's called fascia, and you have muscle. And we want to just feed them what they need so they can repair itself. And it may be, even though you don't remember what happened, you may have strained that just enough to cause that mesh that was surgically
right.
implanted 30 years ago to kind of tear away. So unless you go back and get that redone, why don't we try doing the Cobra maneuver and start doing, put that low back support strap while you're lifting stuff.
Absolutely.
And then take it off whenever you want. But collagen.
I'll get some today, doctor.
You're a good man.
You are a good man. I appreciate you.
Well, thanks.
I am so glad y'all are back on the air.
Oh, well, hey, that is a good deal. Now, are you working today?
No, I did take today off. Well, I will be working here at the house, but not.
But you're not remodeling a kitchen today, right?
No, probably not.
What's your
cleaning in the kitchen?
What? Good. What is your favorite type of job to do when it comes to remodeling? What do you like above and beyond everything else?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Detailed woodworking.
Now, what does that mean, though? You mean trim and crown molding and?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Where do you go to buy your materials?
Well, unfortunately, I go to the big box stores more often than I'm probably in Lowe's.
Is that because it's handy?
Two to three times a day.
Well, yeah, I need you to describe your dimensions to all the radio audience so they can say hello to you when you're on the, the wood aisle. Well, I hope you have a great day, buddy.
You do the same.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, if you want to join me on the radio, there's a phone line open, 903-586-5257. Here we go. Good morning. Thank you for your phone call.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. I called about 8 or 10 months ago. And
I remember it perfectly.
You gave me great advice before I went to a medical mission down to El Salvador on probiotics.
Oh, good. How'd that go?
It went wonderful.
Does that mean you didn't get Montezuma's revenge?
Nothing like that.
Okay, good.
Had a great trip. Today I've got a different problem. I have, for 3 days, had this problem. Actually, for 3 nights. The first evening, about 8 o'clock, I ate a peach that I grew on a tree here. And I felt like I was getting indigestion. And I couldn't sleep hardly at all that night. And during the night, I felt like that pain in my stomach moved down. I felt, I've seen the charts and know that the stomach goes into the next organ, to the next organ, and kind of goes down.
Yeah, you're right.
So I felt like the pains were going down. And then the next day I had the same pain, and it's so painful that I couldn't sleep for an hour. I couldn't, you know, it's really hard to even get to sleep. And I've had those pains ever since then. And I don't know what to do.
How many really large, well-formed bowel movements have you had in the last 3 days?
They've been regular as in the past.
So you don't feel like that you're backed up and you have like about 4 or 5 extra BMs that haven't come out yet?
No, sir. Okay. Feel okay there. They've been slightly smaller. I'd say 10, maybe 10% smaller, but about regular for me.
Well, and I realize what I'm going to say may come across as shocking, and it may not make logical sense. But any time that you eat something like a peach, and actually a peach is really high in what I'm going to call soluble fiber. The stuff is like a sponge. It just soaks up air. It's good. I mean, peaches are good for you. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's why I ate it.
Wait a second. Do you have fresh peaches at your house right now?
Well, not many.
Oh, well, what I'm getting to is I have determined this morning that you have a severe peach allergy, and as your physician, I must come to your house immediately after I do this radio program and take them off your hands to help you out and do you a favor. What do you think about that?
Come on over.
Actually, and see, here's what I'm concerned about. I don't want you to be miserable, but you may have a touch of a hiatal hernia. And now, I'm not telling you this is going to make logical sense, but one thing that you may try, there is a herbal tea that's sold at the large box stores, to borrow the phrase of the gentleman caller just prior. But it's called Smooth Move Tea. And I realize you've got some pain, but there may be some pain because of cramping, because you may be just a little bit backed up. And I could be wrong about this. If I am, I don't think I'll do you any harm, but you might try just a little bit of a laxative. But you may be literally shocked and surprised at how much comes out of you. Which means that if you take this, you might want to stay relatively close to your freshly remodeled bathroom, overlooking your peach orchard.
Okay, but this is a pain. It feels like it's a muscular pain, but it's not muscular.
Well, let me start over. I'm gonna say this way. When you're talking about pain, do you feel like the pain is in your gut or your digestive tract?
No.
Where do you feel like the pain's coming from?
I'm thinking it might be from the kidneys. It's in the left side of my lower back.
Well, I had my mind in the wrong direction. Sorry about that. You mean back in your flank area?
Yes.
Oh.
In the bottom 3 or 4 ribs.
Oh, well, then scratch what I said. I'm completely off base. I mean, I totally botched this phone call. Can you forgive me? See, I got sidetracked on me coming to your house and taking the peaches off your hands that I'd lost my focus. Let me start over. Can I have a do-over, please?
Okay.
If you've got pain at night when you lay down and it's back there on your flank, see, I was thinking stomach, and I'm sorry. I was totally wrong. I mean, how do we know you're not passing a kidney stone? Because that's where pain travels downward, and it's bad.
Okay, and the pain is not just at night. I can feel it now.
No. I agree. And so, goodness, I don't think I can test you for a kidney stone over the radio. If you were here, I could help you with that. But let me give you some ideas here. Do you have any family history of people having kidney stones or passing kidney stones?
I haven't heard of any.
Is your urinary outflow diminished at all?
No.
Are you making more urine now than what you were 3 days
ago?
No.
Yesterday it was slightly diminished, but I think that was because I was outside on the lawnmower.
Gotcha. Well, do you think bouncing up and down the lawnmower helped jar a kidney stone loose?
Could have.
Well, and again, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I've got to ask, have you seen any change in the clarity or the cloudiness of your urine, anything that you can point to?
No, sir.
How about blood?
No, I don't think there's any blood in the urine.
Is your urine kind of foamy or bubbly when you go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. Well, something's trying to come out. I mean, we need to scrub those kidneys clean. So let me just give you some simple ideas. I'm not the emergency room. Of course, you know that. evidently I can't tell the difference between a peach allergy and a kidney stone from, you know, so I don't even know what I'm talking about. But what you may do is we need to flush those kidneys, all right?
Okay.
And so I'm going to give you some ideas, and I'm not saying that mine are perfect, but one of my most favorite herbal remedies of all time, and I know there's going to be every kidney doctor that's listening to me saying, Dr. Morgan doesn't know what he's talking about, but I've proven this I've seen it work over and over again. But there's an herb called gravel root. You have any gravel in your driveway?
I do.
That's not the type of gravel I'm talking about. But this herb is called gravel root.
Okay.
And what you can do is you can start taking some gravel root, but see if it helps pass the stone. The other thing that I want to sell you on today, here's my big sales pitch. I need you to consider a tea called chamomile tea or chamomile.
Okay.
I can hear you punching it in the computer as we're speaking.
Type it in.
Oh, type it in. Good. Chamomile tea. Let me just suggest to you that can be helpful. The other thing is there's a type of tea called throat coat tea, and that's available at the store. I mean, it's got slippery elm, it's got marshmallow, but I want that to help soothe these inflamed ureters of your kidneys, just to see if we can pass something out. So the other thing is I really think that you probably need to take like an Epsom salt bath and make the water just about as hot as you can, because we're trying to open up the kidneys so they can start to drain. If your kidneys get even a little bit cool, they'll start to contract just a little bit much, and there'll be more pain. But you probably felt better when you were on the lawnmower and it was hot, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Your kidneys need heat when they're in trouble. And so an Epsom salt bath, that could easily be 2 heaping cups of Epsom salt and a really hot tub of water. Just have your wife draw it for you and say, sweetheart, make it extra hot. Now, if it's boiling, that may be a little hot, a little
okay.
too much.
A little too much.
And what you want to do is, and now, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this because I don't want to. All right, I'm just going to say this. This is not my recommendation I'm about to tell you. I'm not telling you to do this, okay?
Okay.
You didn't hear this from me. I have plausible deniability. Oh, rats, I'm recording the program. This is not going to work. If you took 2 heaping tablespoons of Epsom salt, EPSOM.
Okay.
Man, I can hear you punching away with your fingers. You're like fast. but 2 heaping tablespoons of Epsom salt, probably go get a ginger ale, a can of dry ginger ale, and stir it in that. And you drink that sucker down, buddy. And you stay close to the bathroom.
Okay.
But I don't want you doing that. But if it were me, I would do that. If I had sharp pain in my flank, and I'm thinking I need to drain this kidney immediately and open that sucker up so whatever's in there is going to start coming out, 2 heaping tablespoons of Epsom salt. But if this doesn't clear, we need to get it checked out, because I don't want you to have a kidney stone that causes damage to your kidney. You don't need a hydronephrosis or anything like that, or an infection.
Well, I don't like going to see doctors, and I was pretty convinced to go see one today.
Well, if you're that convinced, I would say from what you're telling me, I need to rule out passing a kidney stone first.
Okay.
And so you do whatever seems good, and if you pray to God and ask Him, I need help, I need wisdom, then you do exactly what you know you think you should do. But what I would do is, if it were me, I'm not telling you to do this, I would take 2 heaping big mega spoonfuls of Epsom salt and put it in a ginger ale just to make it taste more tolerable, or maybe a glass of apple juice. Stir it really well, drink it at room temperature, and get in that hot bathtub, chug that stuff down, I mean into your stomach, and just hang on for dear life. And you may, all of a sudden, you may pass something. Now, if can I tell you a story real quick?
Okay, yes.
This man walks in my office, his name is Tom, and he ain't happy. And I said, hey, Tom, how's it going? He kind of snarled and growled at me like, don't talk to me. And he walked straight to the bathroom. Well, he's in there for 15 minutes. And I'm going, what is he doing in there for 15 minutes? And then he comes out of the bathroom, and I said, Tom, are you okay, man? And he goes out to the truck. and he gets in his toolbox. He's digging around, and I'm just watching him. And he brings out one of those devices, you know, that's like about 24 inches long, and it's spring-loaded, so you push the end of it, and out the other end comes this little bitty claw, you know, where you can grip like a nut or a bolt that's fallen in your engine or something.
Uh-huh.
I said, what are you going to do with that? And he says, I'm going to get my kidney stone out. I'm going, out of what? And he, what he was doing, he was fishing it out of the potty. anyway. He was passing the kidney stone in my office. I thought that was great. Anyway, it's brutal pain, but if it's back on your flank, did you say the right side?
No, left side.
Left side. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention again. Get that hot bathtub of water. Put about 2 cups of Epsom salt. Take you a ginger ale or a glass of apple juice. You can do water if you want. I just got to warn you, Epsom salt is real bitter stuff, buddy.
Okay.
You're not going to call me on the phone in 5 minutes and say, I love you, man. It ain't going to happen. So if I see your phone number come up on the station, I will not be taking that phone call because you're probably going to complain profusely. But go get in the hot bathtub, and the more that you walk and the more that you move, you're going to help this pass.
Okay.
Now, if you don't want to do it this way, you go straight to the ER. Let them do an ultrasound and an X-ray and a CAT scan and a urinalysis, and $8,500 later, they can say, you know what? I was listening to a guy on the radio this morning. It's, you know, maybe it's a kidney stone you're passing. You're going to go, thanks a lot. Yeah, only $8,500. That's great. But get some gravel root and get some slippery elm tea or some throat coat tea. And we got to open up those kidneys, buddy, so they can pass.
Okay. The gravel root herb.
Yeah.
Is that a powder that I would eat?
It can be. The biggest bang for the buck for you, and I'm glad you asked, is probably going to be a liquid tincture, because liquid's going to be absorbed the fastest and the best.
Okay.
So just get some gravel root and start putting it in water and drinking it down. Sometimes aloe vera juice will help also, if you want to get some aloe vera juice. But you know what? You got nothing to lose by what I'm telling you. I mean, if you're on the way out the door to the ER as we speak, go to the ER. Let them take good care of you. I'm all for the ER. I'm very thankful for them. I personally think I'd make a very good ER doctor, because I don't really get bent out of shape when I see trauma.
That gravel root herb, would the Jacksonville store, health food store, have that?
Call them. You're going to have to call them and ask.
Okay.
Call them, ask, and I'm sorry I don't have a knowledge of their entire inventory, but do it now.
Okay.
And I am rooting for you. I love you, and I hope you do well, and if I never hear from you again, I'm going to assume that I made a colossal mistake with my interpretation of what you're telling me.
Thank you so very much for your help.
You're welcome. Take care.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My last comment was just a poor attempt at making a little bit of a joke. Sorry about that. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. But if all those things you do, sir, give you relief, then maybe we're heading in the right direction, because God has designed the body to heal itself. We just need a little help. Well, hello there. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Good.
You help me with different things. And
by the way, I want to make the comment, you sound extremely intelligent. You must have a high IQ. Is that correct?
You make that kind of judgment.
has your husband told you lately that you're the smartest person he knows?
I don't think so.
Well,
maybe
okay.
He's listening and he will get the hint.
All right, he will get the hint. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, this has happened before, and the last couple of nights I wake up with if you close your both of your hands and hold very tight, like close your fist, like if you're gonna not necessarily punch somebody, but
yeah.
I mean, as tight as you can. So when I wake up, it's like I've been holding both of my hands like that. I mean, so that it might, I mean, take a while for them to loosen up.
Are you having a dream?
No, it has happened in the past, but the last two nights in particular, basically, I just wake up early morning, just coming with them very tight.
What position do you sleep in?
My side.
Do you ever catch yourself saying, just relax, you're holding too much tension? Does that happen?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it could. I don't want to overthink this, but if you become just a little bit dehydrated, or I should say, a little bit less than water when it gets warm,
uh-huh.
and you already hold tension, you can wake up with your fist tight like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think water is the issue the last 2 days.
No, I believe you. You're probably mm-hmm. very good at drinking water, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And so, when you went to the bathroom this morning, you didn't smell any highly concentrated urine smell, did you?
No.
Okay, good. Well, you're drinking enough water then. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
So, one thing that you may try tonight to see if it helps greatly is there's a tea called lemon balm tea.
Okay.
Now, when I say lemon balm, I'm not saying B-O-M-B, not that kind of a balm. A balm. B-A-L-M, lemon balm. You might try that before you go to bed tonight, a couple of cups, starting the evening. What I recommend is your husband make it for you without you even lifting a finger. And he can put it on a platter and bring it to you and say, sweetheart, here's your first cup of lemon balm tea. Because I listen to Dr. Morgan's recommendations, and I think that he knows what he's talking about. And by the way, sweetheart, you look rather intelligent right now. And so if you'll drink a couple of those, tell me if some of the tension begins to leave you.
Okay.
And I think, oh, yeah, it'll be easy to do. And it's cheap stuff, too, maybe
$4. Mm-hmm. So that is not necessary, something like with lack of minerals or...
Well, magnesium is the first thing that pops in my mind. If you, but the more stress a person has, the more they burn through magnesium.
Uh-huh.
Not that I would know anything about being under stress or anything. No. Stress is what affects other people, not me.
Mm-hmm. I've thought of that, but the last couple of days has been becoming mild. So I just thought something was lacking.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, is there any possibility that you ate a little bit too much sweets or sugar at the end of the day?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Okay, good.
None of that.
Not only are you intelligent, but you're very disciplined, right?
That I think I can agree on.
Yes, very, very disciplined. Good job. You might try doubling the magnesium momentarily.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't make you run to the bathroom in the middle of the night, that's not really the effect I'm after. Mm-hmm. But just try some lemon balm tea and see if that provides you relaxation of your muscles.
Will do.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for your phone call. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 903-586-5257. There's a phone line open here. And John Paul told me when the program ends, and I forgot to look that up. Okay, here it is. 5931. Got it. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Doing good. You may not be too happy with me because I have like three areas I need you to talk about.
Oh, you know I cannot multitask. Just give me... All I'm going to ask is please give me one at a time, and then we'll go on to number two.
Okay. I had hand surgery last July, and anyway, I was in an accident just recently, and when the crash happened, my hand that was getting operated on, it seemed like it took the brunt of it. Oh, no.
It took the brunt of it. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's been swelling, and it's been stiff, and there's been some pain and everything, especially like in the morning getting it going and everything. So what are your suggestions on that problem?
Okay. I know of a man that ran through a glass door when he was 2 years old and ripped his hands to shred and has permanent scar tissue and nerve damage. And every night when he would go to bed as a teenager, he'd wake up with burning and pain in his hand. It wouldn't work right. Of course, I'm talking of myself. But the remedy that I used from all these traumatic injuries to my left hand was doing mud packs. And it's not, you're going to talk to me like, Dr. Morgan, I'm asking for real help here. Stop making jokes. But that's what I did. I tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
A mud pack totally pulled all the swelling out of my hand. I know this doesn't sound scientific or like real accurate. You're probably going to question my intelligence for the third time.
I don't care. If it helps, it helps.
Well, and what I want you to do is there's a type of clay called Indian healing clay. You could look it up on Amazon if you wanted to, or you can go by Drug Emporium and pick up a tub of it. But Indian healing clay, make mud out of it. Smear it all over your hand that's been injured. Do that twice a day and tell me if your hand all of a sudden gets better.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Number next.
Oh, wow, that was easy on that one.
Oh, okay. Good. The other thing that I would do is I would rub castor oil all over that hand. Do you have anybody that can massage it into your hand for you?
No. Uh-uh.
How about a, do you have a chihuahua?
No.
Rats.
Nothing to cabin maintenance around here.
Okay, you mean you don't want another mouth to feed?
Yeah, true.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Go ahead.
Would you like it if a dog licked you nonstop?
No, I wouldn't, and no.
Okay,
we're play a little bit of licking, but not a whole lot of licking.
Okay, moving on. If you will, start rubbing castor oil anywhere that your hand is messed up and swollen.
Okay.
And just rub it, massage it yourself.
Okay,
and
like.
Let me know if you have great success with these two treatments.
Okay, would you suggest rubbing on that castor oil all over it before you put the mud pack on?
No, I just do them separate. I had a third thought. It just popped in my head. Mm-hmm. And if it pops in my head, I have to tell you, right?
Yeah, sure.
They sell on the internet. It's called a hand paraffin bath. You know what paraffin is? It's like wax.
Yes.
And I think it's like, what, four parts paraffin, one part mineral oil. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that might help you right there, sister. Those three things I've told you, that is superior to what any other physician could come up with.
Okay. Sounds great.
Or not. But yeah, those three things, give them a shot. What's your second thing you want to take
care
of?
Okay, the second thing, I know you've talked about stress before, but anyway, I got to think, man, I've just been feel like the energy has been just sucked out of me and everything.
Oh, bless your heart. Goodness.
So.
Are you going through a pretty difficult time right now?
Well, it's been like ongoing. This will happen, the next thing will happen. So, anyway. I've heard you talk about the... I think it starts with a T.
Well, I'm going to talk about rhodiola.
Rhodiola.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rhodiola.
How do you spell that?
Let me try to spell it first.
Yeah, that would help.
Okay. Okay, I got it. It's spelled R-H-O-D-I-O-L-A. Rhodiola.
Oh, okay. All right.
So if you will look, it's called Rhodiola rosea, but if you just write down Rhodiola,
mm-hmm.
and if you go to the store today, now, I'm not an expert at this. I think I am, but maybe not.
Sure you are.
When you go to the store, I don't want you to purchase the cheapest bottle of Rhodiola that's on the shelf. And so if it says on sale today for 17 cents, I'm mm-hmm. probably going to pass on that. I mean, it might be effective, but I'm probably going to look at a higher quality that says it's standardized. And I'm going to go with that. And so what I want you to do, depending on what the manufacturer recommends,
mm-hmm.
once you take a tablet or a capsule of Rhodiola, take one capsule every 3 hours, but it works fast.
Mm-hmm.
It works very, very fast. And mm-hmm. you tell me if within a day or two you actually have a sense of greater peace. Mm-hmm. And you can even do, like I told the lady, the caller before, where you could drink a little bit of lemon balm tea before you go to bed at night.
Okay.
And just tell me if you're better. And if you're better, no harm done. I haven't told you anything that's going to mess you up.
No.
Well, I mean, if you put the castor oil on your feet and dance around on the kitchen floor, that could be disastrous.
Yeah.
But I just want it on the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great.
But rhodiola is a great herb. God made it, too.
Okay, well, I thought maybe you were going to throw me to the thymus stuff that you had talked about.
Well, I think in your situation, I'd rather give you rhodiola because you're going to get a pretty fast response, and hopefully that'll be enough to encourage you, and you'll be well-pleased, and you'll go, okay, this is working well. I like this.
Okay, now on that, do I continue doing that rhodiola?
ha, 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 ha. If you feel really, really good,
uh-huh.
you're probably not going to want to come off of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And you know what? It's kind of funny. I had a lady swing by my office, and I won't tell you her name because that would be breaking patient confidentiality. I'm all about patient privacy.
Mm-hmm.
If you were my patient, would you want me releasing your name to attorneys mm-hmm. and accountants?
No.
Nobody wants that. Nobody does. But anyway, what I'm saying is... she came to see me, and I'm just going to make this brief. I don't know if I'll tell the story perfectly, but she says, okay, my husband passed away. I'm just completely exhausted. I'm worn out. All I want to do is feel good enough to get on the lawnmower and mow the yard. And I'm going, what kind of a woman is this? She's in her 80s, and she's just fantasizing about getting outside and doing yard. But don't you appreciate that she wants to be productive?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I know I do. And so anyway, here's what happens. But she said, I need the cost to be low. And I'm going, oh, yeah, sure. Please, I don't want to strain you financially. And I'm very easy to get along with. I never think about taking a widow and saying, okay, how much of a bill can I rent up here? No, that didn't come to me. But so anyway, so I just put her on two remedies. One was an herb called hawthorn. And, of course, that's for a different issue. That's for her, let's just say it's nourishment for her heart and arteries. I'll leave it at that. But the other one, I put her on rhodiola. Anyway, she walks in my office a week later. You know, she doesn't have an appointment, but she pulls up, and I can see her get out, and she walks in, and she says, hey, I need to ask you a question. I said, well, what is that? She said, what was that thing you gave me with the letter R? I said, I have no idea. I don't remember. So I went over to her chart. I said, it's rhodiola. She goes, what's that for? And I started kind of giving her like a spill of how it could help. She said, it's working for me. And it was just kind of funny because she was giving me just a very, and really she did. She made my day by confirming that it was a great benefit. But there's no side effects. It's not a drug.
Oh, so I can continue taking it forever.
Yes, yes. See, well, if you need to. And if you forget for a few days and don't need it, so what?
Yeah.
But if you know that there's going to be stress and you don't like the way you feel, you might want to rely on a little bit of rhodiola just to help all these systems that, you know, balance out stress.
Yeah, because my center core feels like somebody sucks something out. It's like, yeah.
Bless your heart. I'm rooting for you.
Okay. All right. The next issue are the floaters. I have, you know, like the little black specks and little stringy things. And then probably like last year or 2 years ago, I developed the ones that I'm assuming like the, it's like a thin white, like a thin curtain that comes across and back and forth, kind of like the windshield wipers and everything. So what can be done with that?
The short answer is a nutritional remedy called oculotrophin. It's made from eyeball tissue.
Oh, good.
Haven't you seen Indiana Jones movie where there's an eyeball in the soup? Haven't you seen that before?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I kind of think that was made of Jell-O, but who cares?
Yeah.
But, no, this supplement is literally made from the eyeballs of animals, and I know that doesn't sound appealing, and probably people are eating breakfast going, great, this is a great program today, Dr. Morgan, just lovely. But it's called oculotrophin by standard process, and I haven't found anything that works like that does.
Okay.
So that's your answer.
Okay. Well, I've heard you say something before about putting drops of something in your eye.
Oh, yeah, but as far as the remedy that I think I see the biggest bang for the buck is from the one called oculotrophin.
Okay.
And right. I know I'm being an oversimplifier, but that is the answer to your third question, is what will resolve the floaters?
Yes, I like simplicity.
You know, have you ever heard of people having floaters that just annoy them and they cause them headaches and they feel horrible and they can't stand it? Well, this is the one supplement that can fix that. Now, don't call an eye doctor or an ophthalmologist on the phone and say, is Dr. Morgan correct about this? This is not a good use of your time.
Yeah.
A better use is swallowing the pills and see if your floater starts to go away. There's nothing in there that can harm you.
No,
but it's just a remedy that targets the eye and helps the eye. It encourages the eye to heal, if I can say it that way.
Okay.
Actually, I could just call it food for the eye.
Oh, okay.
You're eating eyeballs to heal your eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Oh.
I just don't think about the eyeball.
No, part. No. Boy, I've just done a humdinger of a job today with you, haven't I?
Yes, you've taken care of three issues here.
Good. Well, I hope I've helped you a whole lot.
Oh, yes, you have. Very much. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome, and I hope you have a very good, relaxing day, ma'am.
Thank you much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're welcome, by the way. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. There's plenty of time left in the program if you want to call me and ask a question. If nobody... Oh, here's a caller. Okay, never mind. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Oh, let me turn my phone down.
Thanks.
What's the short answer to preventing osteoporosis?
Vitamin K2.
That's it? And
you said the short answer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a short answer. And Believe it or not, I was reading a Japanese study this morning before I came on the air, and they're saying they're amazed at what the latest findings on K2. Now, just so you'll know, everybody keeps asking me, is this called the street drug K2, like synthetic marijuana? No, it's a fat-soluble vitamin called vitamin K2. But in this Japanese study, it stops bone loss. Stops it. And the nice thing is, people feel better when they take it.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
It might stop it, but how do you make up for you already have loss, if you already have osteoporosis?
Well, your bones are like this crystallized matrix. It's like a piezoelectric crystal. I'm telling you right now, if I had every remedy that every person could think of, you know, they would call me up and say, hey, I know what'll help that. Well, I'd put them all on the table right now. Nothing is going to beat weight-bearing exercises.
Okay.
You got to put a little bit of stress on your bones, so that could be walking and, in your case, triple backflips on the trampoline.
Oh, dear.
No, I'm joking about that. But you know what? Haven't you told me that you've been on the trampoline before to try to stimulate, you know, your athletic?
Oh, yeah. I love trampoline.
Oh, cool.
Well, I already do those two of those synergies today, the K2, but everybody's been calling in today and telling you about all their painful areas. Well, I just ache, my whole body aches, like my bones. It feels like my bones ache.
If your bones ache, you know, one of the things that gives women just very luxurious soft skin is a substance called hyaluronic acid. And hyaluronic acid is made from glucosamine sulfate and glucuronic acid. And so if you ache and hurt all over, you might want to just take some glucosamine and some collagen and just supplement with that. Just call that good food for your bones. Or sometimes I'll give raw bone extracts, a product called CalciFood. I know you've heard of that before.
Thanks, man. Really,
But do you feel like you're stiff at all?
No, it's just, and I don't even have this achy feeling until I lay down, but when I lay down, I just sense all my bones ache.
Well, you know, one thing that you might try is you might just try spending a little time stretching or exercising before you go to bed and taking a really hot bath just to get the blood flowing in the body.
Okay.
If a person's oxygen levels are just a hair low, that's when they tend to ache more when they lay down. That's just my opinion. Could you talk your husband into giving you a foot massage?
I give my own. I do each, but one at a time.
Well, you know, he's got nothing better to do than to rub your feet also after you get through with your own.
He's on that computer writing.
Oh, as we speak
on
right
classes
now?
Till 1 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he is totally devoted to his students, isn't he?
Pretty much.
Don't tell me he wakes up at 5 o'clock to get ready for his first class.
No, he does not.
How much longer do you think he'll work?
Till he's 100.
Okay, and what is he now? Like about 50?
That's close, yeah.
No, I'm joking. Anyway, no, that's great. But he has zero desire to stop being productive and working, right?
Right, that's right. And we did go to the gym, and I'm doing I'm trying to do weight bearing exercise, but I just still hadn't understood why I feel this aching. It almost reminds me of back in the day when you would get flu and you'd feel like, oh, you're aching all over. It's not quite that painful.
No, but I understand where you're coming from, and there's got to be some way to solve this mystery. And sometimes I'll use vitamin K2. If that doesn't do it, I'll try using baking soda. And you can take a half a teaspoon of baking soda. I mean, it's very good for the kidneys. It helps soothe them. It kind of calms them down when they're angry and upset. But you can give that a shot right now. And so between cod liver oil, baking soda... If I'm not mistaken, isn't it true you don't eat sugar, do you?
No. Mm-mm.
I mean, if you had it, would just be like a little bit and every so often, correct?
Yeah, the 77% chocolate bars, we buy those, so I have to admit it.
You mean that's your one sinful indulgence in this world?
My husband gets them out. I get one of the squares out of there.
Does he eat the rest?
He eats more than I do, yes.
I knew the truth would come out. No, thank you for your phone call, but we just need to pursue why you have this aching that's almost like flu-like, and I'm sure we can figure that out.
And I have a comment about the lady that you told her to do the mud pack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she can just use bentonite, like the bentonite clay.
Yeah.
I put it on my son's leg. It was all swollen. He was going to have to go to the ER. I put bentonite on his leg, and it just, the swelling went down.
Oh, my goodness. This is, your story's better than mine. I like yours better.
Yeah, bentonite's easier than the mud pack.
Well, thank you very much for your phone call, and have a great weekend, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.